I'm Lizzie Swarbrook, and I study the art and architecture of Scottish medieval churches. And this is an account of the architectural and artistic fabric, which you can still see, which was once part of St Mary's College. The Church of St Mary's College replaced the Church of St John, which was already apparently in ruins by the time of the foundation of St Mary's. The church once made up the northeast part of the quadrangle you can now see, a site now occupied by Parliament Hall. Records show that Archbishop Beaton bought marble for this building, and some medieval fragments, probably from St Mary's Church, can still be seen reset into the much newer stonework. These consist of niche bases and canopies, once a setting for statues of religious persons which would have adorned the exterior of the medieval church. Whilst these little pieces hardly give us anywhere near a good enough clue as to what the medieval buildings would have looked like, they really are still of interest. If you look carefully, you might just be able to see a scallop shell carved into the bottom of one of the niche canopies. This, and records which indicate that French masons may have been employed to oversee the building of the college, might suggest the possibility that the same masons worked here as those who were employed by King James V in the rebuilding of Falkland Palace. If we put all of the college buildings here into that context, then it's quite possible St Mary's was once a very sumptuous and impressive foundation. One small piece of very interesting sculpture remains, which is just above the bench in the northwest corner of the quad. This niche base features what is known as an arma Christi, that is, the heraldry of Christ, which consists here of a heart, the crown of thorns, and Christ's hands and feet showing their stigmata. This sort of imagery indicates a real devotion to the Passion of Christ in late medieval Scotland. It also reminds us, here in the context of St Mary's College, that these academic institutions were set up to praise God, as much as they were to increase learning.